डिस्कोर्स 9 फ्रॉम द बुक साधकों के प्रति बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास जी महाराज. अ सीकर ऑफन हैज द नोशन दैट एवरीथिंग टेक्स प्लेस थ्रू एक्शंस थ्रू एफर्ट्स देयरफॉर वन शुड डू गुड डीड्स. दिस इज अ गुड अजम्पशन बट द डीड्स आर डिपेंडेंट ऑन द डूअर. देयरफॉर एज इज द डूअर सो आर द डीड्स परफॉर्म्ड थ्रू हिम. इवन कर्म योग डज नॉट टेक्स प्लेस फ्रॉम सेल्फलेस एक्शंस. Rather, it takes place through a doer who does not have any selfish interest. Thus, remembrance, loud chanting, repetition of the divine name, meditation, study of holy text, etc. is a great thing and should be done. However, there is one way where repeating the divine name or meditation takes place on its own, and another where these have to be done. So long as there is no bhav or feeling that I am God's in the doer, till then he will have to do the jap or meditation, etc. However, on having the bhav, the jap and the meditation will take place through him naturally, speedily and on its own. How does a doer develop this bhav? Let us think about this. Where we naturally assume I am, there itself assume and accept that I am God's. When feeling is unflattering and resolute in the I-ness that I am God's, then the bhajan or worship, adoration, devotion, love, remembrance of God, etc. will take place automatically and without interruption. At present, the house, that is work, takes place on its own. And it takes place day and night all the time. Just as when you are doing a job, you go on time and you return on time. In the same way, japa and dhyan also get done at the proper time. It means that japa and dhyan are bound by the limits of time. If we have the bhav that I am God's and God is mine, then just like your housework, God's bhajan will take place day and night and all the time. You will be unable to stay without bhajan, and it will take place like the housework and like your job. Therefore, when there is change in the doer, there will be a natural and quick transformation in the deeds performed by him. The mistake that a spiritual aspirant makes is that in the place of I am, he places his name, varna, ashram, jat, community, etc. and believes, I have this name. I am of this varna. I am a sadhu. I am a householder, and so on. Due to such assumptions, there are delays in the aspirant's accomplishments. The reason being that these assumptions and beliefs are in the I, and God's worship and bhajan remains in the karma or actions. A spiritual aspirant should want that I am God's. Place God in the I and place the varna, etc. in his action. This means that from within I am only God's, but outwardly, like in a play, continue to abide in the duties of the varna, etc. Wherever a seeker assumes I am, there God is present in an even more subtle form. I am the Kshetrajna, that is the knower of the Kshetra or body, says Gita chapter 13 verse 1. And the Lord also says, then in all the Kshetras, I am the Kshetrajna, the knower of all the bodies. Kshetrekyam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. Gita chapter 13 verse 2, meaning, and O Bharat or Arjun, also know me as the Kshetrajna, that is knower of the field in all the Kshetras. This means that the Kshetrajna only maintains affinity with one body, but the Lord, who is present in the Kshetrajna, has no affinity with any of the bodies. And also, due to being all-pervasive in everyone, the Lord has affinity with everyone. That Lord is in fact our very own. The body we consider to be ours was never ours, is not ours, and will not remain ours. However, the Lord was ours, is ours, and will always remain ours. He has never become disinclined for us. Only we have become disinclined towards Him. That Lord is very sweet, very dear, and He is in us. By believing so, even without trying to remember, He will be remembered. Even without doing bhajan, His bhajan will take place. Even without thinking and meditating on Him, His contemplation will go on. There will be such fondness for Him, far greater than the fondness for one's body and for wanting to stay alive. In I am, the am has to do with the body. In that am, there is also Paramatma or God in the form of isness. You are, this is, that is, and everywhere only God is present in the form of isness. Insentient and sentient, in immovable and movable, in born, sustaining, perishing, in existent and non-existent, everywhere God is as it is. If an aspirant renounces the am, that is, wipes out the egoism, I, and becomes established in the universal existence, which in fact he is, and accept as his own the Paramatma who is ever present in the form of M, then he will never be forgotten. Even Japa Dhyan will take place on its own. Nothing will have to be done. Our Lord is naturally present. He is not unnatural. What is the delay in turning towards him who is automatically and spontaneously within us? Who is that seer that sees the Lord within himself? He who knows the Kshetra, that same one sees the Lord within himself. He sees that Lord of whom he is an ansh or fraction. That moment he sees the Anshi, the Lord, and he merges into the Lord. There are two ways to merge with the Anshi, through disunion and through union. First there is disunion and then there is union. In the separation or disunion, there is some fragrance of the union. But in inseparability, this scent does not remain. Inseparability is natural. This inseparability is in the Bhedupasana and also in the Abhedupasana. In the Ansh, there is inseparability, just as when a boy from some place and a girl from some other place come together, unite, and set up a household life. And those being separate, there is a feeling of inseparability between them. In the same way, there is inseparability between two friends. Though being separate, to become inseparable is gyan or knowledge. And though being inseparable, to become separate is bhakti or devotion. The swaroop or self is inseparable from Paramatma. But due to affinity or assumption, the world and the body, it perceives separateness from God. Thus become disinclined to the body and the world, that this is not me and not mine, and I am God and God is mine. In this manner, the moment one becomes inclined towards God, one becomes inseparable from Him. After being inseparable, there is striking, singular and exceptional anand or bliss. It is even more beautiful than monoism or dualism. Bhaktyartham kalpitam dvaitam madvaitadapi sundaram. There is a heap of anand. And only anand over there. A spirit of frolic and intoxicating feeling. If you wish to attain this, you can today itself. What is there to be attained? It is already attained. Only our sight has to go towards it. there is nothing as simple, straightforward, and great as this point. God says in the Gita, Bhaktayama bhijanati yavanya chashmi tatvata tato mam tatvato gyatva vishante tadanantaram. Gita, chapter 18, verse 55, meaning, though that supreme devotion, he comes to know me in reality, what and how great I am, and thereby knowing me in essence, he forthwith enters into my being. By the term Vishante Tadanantaram, the purport is to know God in reality, in essence. That is, after realizing him, there is not even a split second gap in realizing the inseparability with him. The moment the assumed affinity with this body world breaks off, one realizes the ever-present as is Paramatma. On realizing this, immediately that separateness is wiped out. In fact, there is no separateness at all. Therefore, it is washed away. If there was genuinely a separation, how could one feel the lack of it? The attraction, the fondness that one have towards the unreal is called asakti or attachment. The moment the attraction towards wealth, sense pleasures, family, etc. gets directed towards God, devotion takes place. In fact, when there are impressions of devotion within, there is automatic attraction towards God. However, on having affinity with the unreal and establishing a relationship with it, one develops pull and attraction towards the unreal. On having the aim of realizing the goal, the Paramatma, the attraction for the unreal will altogether be wiped out. Apke sultha faniyan saman hai, bandhat pag atabbar ki, taji ekahi dusre ko jo bhaje, kati japi gir va labbar ki, sharnagati shripati, shripati ki, nahi tras hai kahu jabbar ki, jinko hari ki partiti nahi, so karu mile aas akbar ki. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.